magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, yeah, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Maytone. And I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na. Oh, yeah.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound wave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news, Brian Amplicat. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station. People's Station.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Baby, when you're coming home, I need you, baby. When snowflakes start to fall, sitting here waiting on your call. Christmas is here. the songs on the radio spreading cheer. My neighbor's food smells so good. It seems like love is everywhere. And say how long we've been together till we're old and gray, still laughing together come what may. But I don't want no surprise. You better tell me what's in your heart when you come home.
Sentimental and true. Hey, how's it going? Just thought I'd say hello to you. Even if we're strangers, good tidings I still bring to you. Lately we've been facing many challenges, so much we have been through this year. But still we keep on holding on as life goes on. Familiar things always feel the same. It's a special time of year. Seasons are changing, and it feels like Christmas presents, lots of cheer. You don't need a reason to spread love this Christmas. I bring you joy, I bring you home. This is the spirit of Christmas. Prosperity for you and me. This is the spirit of Christmas now. The days are getting shorter, sparkling lights all through the night. Love is all that matters. Everything is gonna be alright. Lately we've been facing many challenges, so much we have been through this year. But still we keep on holding on as life goes on. Familiar things always feel the same. Special time of year, seasons are changing, and it feels like Christmas presents, lots of cheer. You don't need a reason to spread love this Christmas. I bring you joy, I bring you hope. This is the spirit of Christmas. Prosperity for you and me. This is the spirit of Christmas, spirit of. It's a special time of year.
It feels like Christmas presents, lots of cheer. You don't need a reason to spread love this Christmas. I bring you joy, I bring you hope. This is the spirit of Christmas, prosperity for you and me. This is the spirit of Christmas. Joyful Christmas. Loving on my heart and loving on my soul. Love is all I bring to the whole wide world. Have a merry, merry Christmas and a joyful Christmas. Oh yeah.
Church bell ring. It's called Mission Impossible, played by Robert Shakespeare and Sly. It's a bit hard to say, but Robert Shakespeare, a fairly young man, tender age of 68, died in Miami only this week. It was a shock to the cultural music lovers, etc., etc. I'm lost for words, to be honest with you. I didn't even know this guy was sick. I never heard anything. Nobody said anything. I read Clinton Lindsay quite a lot from out of Florida. And he never mentioned that he was sick. Kidney problems. But first let me tell you what I opened the show with. A young lady from Toronto, Canada, home for Christmas, Althea Hewitt. Beautiful voice. The spirit of Christmas. And the greatest gift of all. Cleopatra and Gideon James. Gideon is from St. Vincent, I know that much. Sang with a band called... What was the band called? Ah, jeez, slipped me just like that. I'm telling you, the head isn't good with all that's happening around here. Please be careful out there. They're saying now this COVID thing has blown up again, so I don't know what else to say. And for the naysayers who are saying there's no such thing, just be careful, because so far, four of your preachers in the South, they have died. And now some people are taking their estates to court because they gave them wrong advice or whatever it is. So just be careful. We don't know when this thing is going to end, how it's going to end. It's crazy. So all I can say, just be careful. So it's now 17 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the half an hour, I'll be having Ted with me. Ted sort of disappeared on me, but he's forgiven because after he explained to me what with the job and all that, he had to... Ted is a busy man. when he starts talking to me about his job and his weekend runs, and I get tired, really. You know what I mean? So I have not much to say today. I just want to say thank you for those who are listening to my voice, who are hearing my voice, and who can enjoy what we have to present. Today we have a star, one of Jamaica's biggest stars. Gospel, and Mrs. Carleen Davis. Yeah, Carleen Davis will be with us. I just had a thought along with her husband. We're gonna get him on later on, not today, but later on. She's Mrs. Carleen Cowan, all right? And we're going to talk to this young lady. It's wonderful to see how she has taken life and turned it around to make herself... But she has a talent. She has a talent, no doubt about that. And listening to her sing is a clear voice. I always said she had one of these voices that you think of if you were somewhere in the garden up there in heaven. Beautiful voice, you know, and we'll be talking to her at 6 o'clock. So go tell your friends, and if you have any questions you'd like to ask her, I'm sure we could do that. If you have a pen, you can write down the meeting on the Zoom. It's 801-684-8199. 801-684-8199. 604-8199. And the passcode is CKUT, all in capital letters. And we'll be on at 6 o'clock with Carlene. I can't get in the habit of saying Cowan, but I'll say Carlene Davis Cowan. He's going to kill me. It's all right. I mean, it's okay. Don't take advantage of the old guy. Tommy Cowan. Tommy has so much. He's another one with experience in the music business. Was with a group called the Jamaicans. Boom, boom. Is that it? Yeah, I think so. I can't remember nothing this afternoon. My mind is not focused enough. So anyhow, it's going to be focused enough so I can play something by a friend of mine, going back through the ages, The Meaning of Christmas by Boris Gardner. I used to hear them rehearsing this song in Third Avenue there in Vineyard Town because I lived in the back there on Berkeley. So you could hear them in outside rehearsing. The Meaning of Christmas, 1986.
Christmas, the season of good cheer. H is for happiness to last you through the years. R is for respect that each and all should show. In this holy season, wherever you may go. I is for indulgence to know how far to go. Is for Santa Claus, the children all do know. T is for toys, for little girls and boys. Around the world, where'er they be, he find them joyfully. M is for manger, the place where he was born. A is for angels who watched from dusk till dawn. S is for star that led three men from afar. And remembering these, we hope you'll see a very merry Christmas wherever you may be. Is for Christmas, the season of good cheer.
H
is for happiness to last you through the years.
R is for respect that each and all should show.
In this holy season, wherever you may go.
I
is for indulgence to know how far to go. Is for Santa Claus, the children all do know.
T is for toys, for little girls and boys.
Around the world, where'er they be, we find them joyfully. M is for manger, the place where he was born. Is for angels who watched from dusk till dawn.
S is for star that led three men from afar.
And remembering these, we hope you'll see a very merry Christmas wherever you may be. Have yourselves a very merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Boris Gardner, he's also not only a lovely singer, he sang with a group called the Rhythm Aces, remembered as a kid. The Drifters, Benny King and the Drifters, I think it was, came to Carib Theatre. And when the Rhythm Aces finished singing, they didn't want them to leave the stage. Boris Gardner and his Rhythm Aces tore the place apart. It's 4:26 in the afternoon. My name is Howard Carr, known to most of my people, my friends, as Stretch, with a big mouth. Who said that? Very bad. But anyhow, I'm here with you, and I'm nervous because I'm going to interview a lady that I'm a big fan of, you know what I mean, and along with Mr. Drew. Drew, I hope you have some backup for the old guy here. But you know something? I got to play this song because for 2 weeks now I've been asked to play this song for the ladies upstate New York there. And no, you know, she says no name. All right? And it goes out to her best friend, who is her boyfriend. This is the Isley Brothers. Changing the mood a little bit on West Indian Rhythms. Taking you back, turning back the pages of time. It's called The Caravan of Love, and that's all I have for you this afternoon. Love. Caravan of Love, standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. The Isley Brothers. Hey. Why Stretch, your sweet boy? The Caravan of Love. By request.
Ready for the time of your life. It's time to stand up and fight. It's all right. It's all right. From the highest mountain.
You know, I'm not going to play about this type of music no more because my good friend Jewel just texted me. She said, Jesus Christ, I nearly drop off of my chair. That's one of my favorite tune. Also, Desiree, who said, that's the best thing that has happened to this side of Quebec in a long while. The Caravan of Love. But CKUT does this type of thing. You know, I want to brag a little bit about this radio station. I'm coming, Ted. When I say phone, I hope your fingers are ready. But hold on a minute. Let me brag a little bit about this radio station. Not only on this program, but on Fridays, on Midnight with Ricky D. I can't remember them offhand, but I know with my original DJ Butcher T, Noontime Cuts. You know, if you listen to the radio station, get yourself a directory and you'll see. This station plays some of the best music in this side of heaven. Okay? So we brag a little bit about it. A request I do. It's not my mandate really to play this kind of music, but one or two songs won't kill anybody. And for those of you who donate your money, you know, Stretch is always there when it comes to M-O-N-E-Y. So, you donate your money, Stretch is going to play the song for you. Okay, Ted, you may call me now, please, sir, if you're listening, because I want to know your business. Ted, I haven't been hearing him for a while. Are you there, sir? Ted, no? If you're not there, I'll play myself another song, you know. Yes. Rihanna. Oh, he's there. I can't tell you about Rihanna that I read in the Forbes. Are you there, sir?
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you.
Did I wake you up?
No. I was busy. I rushed back home just to do this.
What? I'm very important. What?
Yes, of course you are. Of course you are, sir.
How are you doing, Brother Ted?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a great, busy day, but I did promise I'm going to be available this evening.
Yes, you promised me that. Although they say sometimes a promise is a comfort to a fool. Do I look that? No, I'm only joking. No, I'm glad you're here because I can't be bothering Mr. Egbert Gaye and others all the time when I have a voice that the people likes resonate with everyone. So anyway, what's up with Ted?
It's wonderful to hear your voice. It's great to be back on the best radio station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I miss my CKUT 90.3 family. It's so good to hear your voice.
Same.
Hello to everyone. People met me on the street and said, what happened? Where are you? Well, the last couple of weeks, I've been very busy with counselor work, mm-hmm. and especially with the...
Oh, by the way, folks... Sorry to interrupt you. For those of you who don't know, Ted is a consul general for Grenada.
Grenada, sir. Grenada.
Beautiful country. When he moves back, guess who will be visiting regular? But go ahead, sir. Sorry.
But I'm back. But now that the 54 Grenadian temporary workers here in the farms in the boonies have returned to Grenada,
mm-hmm.
Things have eased up a little bit. I still have to do passport applications and affidavits and assist with other paralegal work. But now it's time for Ted to sit back and relax a little bit.
Good.
In a few hours, Mr. Howard Carr,
yeah.
I will be on an Air Canada aircraft.
I hate you.
Heading for the most beautiful land paradise in the world. Grenada, Caracom, Petit Martinique, the Isle of Spice.
I'm jealous.
My next report, Mr. Carr, will
be from
Grenada. Grand Anse Beach.
Grand Anse Beach? No, you're not allowed.
Yes,
you're not allowed. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Well, as you know, in the last year and a half, the world, the Caribbean and the world has been hit with the pandemic.
Oh, boy.
And our economies have been... seen some really difficult times. However, on the whole, the government in the Caribbean has really held things together. They've lived a lot of lives with their mandates and the safety protocols, which a lot of people do not like. But this is for our own good. And we must continue to adhere to all the safety protocols, washing our hands, safely distancing ourselves from others, wearing the face mask, and everything else that you can do to safeguard life, your life and your family.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm so pleased. I was so happy when I got the negative test result for the PCR test, because there's not many places in the world you can go today if you do not have a certificate, a QR code saying that you're double vaccinated, totally vaccinated, and that you have a recent PCR negative test done within the last 72 hours. That's the fact these days.
What is it, PC what? I never heard of that one.
Well, the PCR is a short term for the three tests for the COVID that is that are approved by the government of Canada. You keep hearing PCR, PCR. The proper term for this is polymerase chain reaction. That's short. That's the long term for the shortened version of PCR. Now, the government of Canada recognizes three different types of tests to ensure whether or not you have the COVID-19 SARS-2. The second one is called NAT. It's the nucleic acid test. The third one is NAAT, which is the nucleic acid amplification test. Now, some governments only recognize two of these three tests. The government of Grenada recognizes the PCR test and the NAAT test. Because there are certain parts of Quebec, you may not be able to get a PCR test. For instance, in Sherbrooke, in the Eastern Township, at the University Hospital in Sherbrooke, our guys to return to Grenada had the NAAT test available for them and not the PCR. But the government accepts, the government of Grenada and other governments in the world do accept other than the PCR test. But the PCR is the gold standard recognized worldwide as the best and most reliable test to ensure whether or not you have the COVID-19 SARS-2, yes or no.
Oh, boy.
Now, when you get to the airport these days, before you even get into the line to talk to the agent at the desk where you deliver your suitcase and they get the baggage tag, there is a small desk you have to line up there first. And they want to see your vaccine code. They're going to ask you which country you're going to. And depending on the country you're going to, they're going to say, well, you should have a PCR test. Show me a negative PCR test before you even attempt to get into the line. Because if you do not have it, you're not going to get on the plane. If you're going, let's say, Mexico, you may not need a PCR test. You may not need a test at all. As long as you're fully vaccinated. Now, some countries say that you can go to the States without a PCR test. They would accept perhaps an antigen test, which is much cheaper. Now, the PCR test now ranges in price between $175 to $225 to $30 per test. I think while people are driving around the city, they see all these tents on the South Shore. We have two or three different places you can do the PCR test.
I've seen that.
Well, yes. Now, the prices are approximately $202 without your discount.
Every time you travel, you have to do that?
Yes, sir. So, now, that one trip to Grenada in May, I did the test four times.
I did the
PCR test before leaving Canada. The PCR test when I arrived in Canada on the fifth or sixth day. And on the to come back to Canada, that was in, no, talking May and June. Things have changed since. I had a PCR test in Grenada, and when I, on the eighth day after arriving in Canada, I had a another test. So that one trip is four tests. So, but things have changed quite a bit, and now you need a test to leave the country, and you need a test to come back into the country. So it's gone from four tests now down to two.
Oh, boy.
But with the variants, do not be surprised if we
if
have
if it goes back up. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And we may have some difficulties getting back home. Well, if I'm on Granite Beach or in Caracol. I know.
You're cruel. You know that.
Stop to rub it in.
You know you're cruel, right? You're on Granite Beach. Well, boys, stretch. I don't think I can make it back until next year, you know, because, they have this test and the Nancy test.
I just want to.
I will never forgive you. I'll never forgive you. But enjoy, my brother. Enjoy.
I just wanted to hear that famous laugh. But things are looking up. The cruise ships have returned to the Caribbean. However, we form bubbles in different countries. They are forming bubbles. So the tourists that get off the ship, we know they are double vaxxed, fully vaxxed. So we're trying to ensure that the people that they encounter in the islands are also fully vaxxed to give them a sense of comfort.
Of course.
You know, because they've gone through the ordeal of getting vaccinated to travel. And so we want to show them that we value their visit and we're going to do our best to protect them. And that's why we formed this bubble, that if they're going to meet somebody selling artifacts, we ask them, please, if you want to interact with these visitors, we ask you please to get vaccinated. Now, in that range, we have a 96 or 97% compliance, but there will always be a small percentage that are not in compliance with this. But we have to exclude them. Because we have to not think of each other only. We have to think of our fellow man. Think of others.
Boy, I'm telling you, when I hear, I was talking to this young guy, and he says, I ain't taking no vaccine. And the next thing you know, his uncle that visited him while they were playing dominoes is in the hospital. I say, I guess you're proud of yourself. He wouldn't talk to me on the phone. I say, I had to rub it in, you know. He called me. I was driving at the time, so I said, when I get home, I'll call you, which I did, and I told him. I said, well, I guess you're happy. He hung up the phone on me, but, you know, that's the truth. I had to.
Well, I see you have a beautiful lady coming up soon. I have to sit back to listen to Miss Carleen, and you say we cannot say we have to say Cohen now?
Pardon me?
Your next guest
My guest at 6 o'clock. Yes, Carleen Davis.
Whoa.
She is one of Jamaica's veteran singers and somebody that I truly, I enjoyed listening to in the years, over the years.
But, Mr. Carr, you said she's Jamaican, but she belongs to all of us. There isn't an island or a country in the world that I have visited that do not know that name.
Oh yeah.
That do not recognize that beautiful voice coming over the airwaves at us.
That she
and
has.
So I'm looking forward to it again this evening.
All right, sir. While you are on your grand aunt's beach, I'll be here suffering with my cold. But don't worry, one of these days when you're calling in here, you'll be talking to Faith, and guess what? You look behind you, who would be sitting on grand aunt's beach? All right.
Yeah. Well, I know. I won't rub it in too much. I promise. I will try and keep it subtle, and I will try my best. It will be difficult.
Good.
I will do my best not to rub it in.
All right, Brother Ted. I thank you very much, sir. And next week we'll hear you from Grenada.
Definitely, sir. We will stay in touch. I promise that.
All right. You have a beautiful trip.
Good evening to you and all the listeners of CQUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, Quebec. Good evening to you all. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ted. That's Ted, who he's a big dog with the Grenadian government, but you'd never know it, all right? I want to say thanks to Madame Pat Dillon Moore for, she said, tune when I played that song. It's a request, Pat. And folks, if you want to hear something nice and crazy tomorrow, 4 o'clock, right here on this station, all right? For those of you who were congratulating me and all this about the station, because we do that. The station does that. When I say we, I include everybody on this station. So tomorrow, 4 o'clock, you'll hear a little soca, a little reggae, and a little bit of soul, a little bit of funk, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. All right? By request, I'm going to play this song, even if it's a part of it, but it's all about We Are the World. And like Ted said, Carlin Davis is a part of the world, and we are all about the world. To you, Derek Stanton, you requested it. Remember the donations, all right? Yes, I have no shame, I beg.
There comes a time.
CKUT, I'll take this back from the top, 90.3 FM. And we will say thank you. We are the world. That is CKUT 90.3 FM. Radio McGill, the city of Montreal. Good afternoon to you. And linking us up, of course, WFFR Sunshine Radio in Washington, D.C.
There comes a time.
Yes, sir.
When we heed a certain call.
Ah, yes, my Lord.
When the world must come together as one.
Don't be afraid to sing, you know. Don't be afraid
there
to sing.
There are people dying.
Oh, yes.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make it brighter than day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better.
So we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving. Down and out.
Yes, we are the world. One of my texters says she doesn't know what's happening with Stretch this afternoon, but she's enjoying it because she doesn't want to go outside. She watched her husband skating into their front door, so she doesn't promise on doing that. This is what we do on CKUT. That's Ray Charles. It's not about me and my ego. I really and truly have no ego, to be honest with you. All right? It's about you, the listeners, that pays your money every year. We ask for a donation, and you're not ashamed because we think of you. And tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., check out Sister Stormy. She will play whatever you want. All right, so now some things I have to clear up before I get into the commercials here. One caller wants to know about the cakes, the pudding, the Easter bun, and all that. Well, you know, I had gotten a black cake. Yes, folks, I paid for my black cake. I paid for it in love, okay? Anyhow, and it's from Cut and Fold, unique name. And you can call them at 514-867-6989. And everybody talks about these people cakes, all right? So please, if you need cakes for the Christmas, this is the number to look for, 514-867-6989. I am giving them a free plug because they so deserve it. Also, if you need good soup and you can't find a soup man, Janet Food. Janet has some, I don't know who making her doubles, but a couple of weeks ago I had a double. I had to borrow the crane from CN to lift it into my car. That is how big this double was and tasty. But you can call them, 514-568-7048. And to one of my workmates who laughed at me because I couldn't change the wiper blades on my car and I had to call, should I give him a plug? Mr. Lindsay. I don't have a phone number for him though. Pity. Yeah, I'll see if I find it and I'll pass it on. Brilliant mechanic. Right now I call them and they were there changing tires and not want to answer me. They didn't know it was an important person like me, so they didn't answer, so I can't give them a plug. I don't have the business card. They're cheap. Is that cheap organization? No, I don't think so. Just that I misplaced it. So I'll find it and tell you, all right? They're still changing tires. And folks, please go get your tires changed or looked after because it's $350 for that, eh? If the cops stop you, it's $350 you're going to pay. So get that tire looked after. So let me play some commercials before we get into the soca music. My lazy DJ, last week he told me, oh, he had to take the day off because he had to go to Mount Tremblant. Now, what do we go to Mount Tremblant for? In my days, it was to work in the band. Flagstaff was the name of the club, I think. Who could tell me the name? Yeah. And Mr. B, he told me, I had to go to, so I was in Mount Tremblant. I said, my God, you're rotten rich. I didn't know it. But don't worry, he's here this weekend because I threatened him with all kind of deportation back to St. Vincent. And he says, okay. Anyway, stop the fooling around, Stretch. This is Lindsay Garage.
See people at Lindsay Auto for Rue St. Charles, Door E in El Bazar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here. General inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto, for Rue St. Charles. That's over there in El Bizard. 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, those are the ones who changed my wiper blades. I'm a bit ashamed.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Yes, if you want to know, if you want to get some nice information, check out the contact this week. Mr. Bayless, I think he's a multimillionaire, if not a billionaire. Check him out in our community. And by the way, I didn't get back to you yet, but Rihanna is doing well. Let's just put it that way. Forbes magazine. I'm going to see if I get information, or you can Google it yourself. This girl doing well, and she makes Barbados proud. So some people were saying, oh, no, she shouldn't get a hero. Shut up, all right? Just enjoy that young lady. CKUT 90.3 FM, it's a minute past the hour, 5 o'clock. That means it's about time for Nicholas to get up and do something. And here he comes. Nicholas? Nicholas?
90.3 FM.
He woke
West
up.
Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
This is my DJ. Right in the rhythms of life, as we do every Saturday. Good afternoon to you. And you and you and you. It's Christmas. Let me say.
You better watch out. You better beware. You better watch out. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming. Sing along.
Checking the price, you're gonna find out who's foolish or wise.